We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's try Bruce in D.C. Bruce, how are you?
Yo, Marterese, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Brucey?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, Marks, man, look, by what? The last time I called, you made a comment about my pants being down. I didn't catch it, so I got my pants up right now. I just want to let you know that.
All right, good. Keep them up.
All right, cool. Hey, I'm going to try to. But look, man, I'm salty about this victory, you know, because, you know, it's so bad the way this thing went. I mean, Sixers could have been there this year. Now, as far as moving forward, I'm going to tell you, they're going to blow it. They're going to blow it on these opportunities because as far as Ben Simmons is concerned, they're not going to part with him because of this connection with Brett Brown and him babying Simmons. They are not going to let him go. I just don't see
right.
it happening.
No, you're right. Yeah, I know I'm totally living in a fantasy world.
Yep.
They are not going to trade Ben Simmons. I'm with you. Yeah, Brett Brown wouldn't do it.
Exactly. So I don't know exactly how they're going to do this with Toby and Bobby and Toby. I like to see them gone, and maybe they look somewhere else. I don't have enough confidence in the management to make the right moves, but we're just going to see what happens. But another thing I just wanted to say, too, you know, is about Lowry, you know, this good feel-good story about him being from Philly. Yo, I'm totally the opposite. Him being from North Philly, look, I have no respect for him. I mean, his story is a good story, but as far as him, I'm not congratulating for him because he was a clown. When he had the pressure on him, when he played in the Sixers series, he was flopping and crying all over the place on the court. I got no respect for that kind of game. And Larry, to me, he's not going to have respect, and I cannot wait until we play them again next year and run them off the court if we have a decent team.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't feel like that about Kyle Lowry. I didn't think he was very good. Mm-hmm. But
he played good in that.
Yeah,
in this finals.
Yeah,
he was good against.
Yeah, he played good
against the Warriors.
He played good. I'm not taking anything away, but the way he played in the Sixers series, he was horrible.
Yep,
and for him to be I'm not congratulating him for being a. I'm just a salty, true Philly hater, and I don't like it.
You're funny, just, Bruce.
Well, at least you're honest, Bruce. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, Bruce. Have a good weekend, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Happy Father's Day to Bruce and to all the fathers out there. Ike?
Yeah.
As it's Father's Day, now will you be maxing and relaxing this weekend for Father's Day, or are you just going to be grilling on Sunday?
Yeah, probably all of that.
Good. a little bit of everything, watching sports?
Yeah, probably all of that. Man, I was hoping I had a game 7, so I'm not going to have that.
Right.
Now I need Tiger to stay in the hunt, so at least the back 9 of the U.S. Open is interesting, and I'll be able to watch that Sunday evening. I'm simple, man. I'm more than likely going to light the grill up at some point.
Throw a piece of meat on it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's some ribs or steak.
To. Yeah, man. Got to.
Maybe some burgers.
Got to, man. Got to do it, man. Got to do it. So
that's what you do. What you do. All right. Last couple minutes, a story came down from involving the Sixers and Jimmy Butler.
Huh?
Yahoo's Chris Haynes reports.
What?
Chris Haynes reports that Jimmy Butler intends to decline his player option,
right.
Which, I mean, that,
we know that.
I don't really know if that's like, but I guess he's saying that he is going to. Yet the Sixers remain adamant about doing whatever it takes to retain the star, which means, I mean, I'll say this. The chances of the Sixers maxing out Butler becomes even greater now that the Sixers are sensing like, hey, listen, we can win it next year. At least our chances have probably improved.
Well, I would say this then. Jimmy Butler isn't enough. I would say then you need to do all you can to get Harris back here too.
Yeah, I mean,
The idea that Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid is enough to win a title, I just don't see that.
No, if it's not Harris, it would have to be somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. You got to go out and get another star player.
Right. Yeah. Well, Butler is a fit. Well, not officially, but it looks like that he's going to officially decline that player option. Let's go to Mike in media. Mike, how are you?
Hey, listen, hold on here.
Hi, Mikey.
What up, Mike?
Hi. Let me get up. Hi, guys. Listen, hi. I have a friend. He played for the Eagles a number of years ago, and he had an ACL injury. And he was telling me that, you know, he never came back quite 100%. He was a lineman. I think he played three more years after his injury. My question to Ike is, do you really think Carson Wentz can come back 100%?
He's already 100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or close to it, yeah.
Why, yeah. Close to it, he's 100%.
Right.
Why wouldn't he be 100% right now?
He felt he just was maybe 95. He just didn't quite have the push, the feel that he had.
Hey, I don't know when after
he had the injury.
Yeah, I don't know when that was. Medicine is completely different now. The therapy, the rehab, all that stuff. Like, that injury happened in 2017. It's 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's 100% healthy. He's healthy.
Yeah. Doesn't mean, good. Hey, guys, I liked the interview yesterday with Bryce Harper. I mean, you know, the guy had a bad rap down in, it seems down in Washington. But, you know, I mean, he's just a great guy. And, he's the first guy I ever got a T-shirt for in 20 years of being a season ticket holder. So, love the guy. How can you not love the guy?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
If you listen to really either one of the interviews we did with him, you would have to come, at least, even if you didn't think it was a good idea to sign him, you'd have to come out of the interview thinking, hey, man, he comes off as being a really good dude.
Yeah, and he plays hard.
He does.
Just watch him play this year. He's giving you your money's worth. I mean, you know, batting 250 in baseball right now isn't as bad as it once was.
No, I mean, it's not.
If he's 260, nobody's complaining. That's 10 points higher than where he's at right now.
Yeah, needs it going a little bit of a home run.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need a little bit of a power surge.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.